I've got my Bible open to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 as we begin a new section, verses 18 through 21. I hope that you're doing well today, and a big thank you to everybody that's listening. I wish that you'd tell somebody about the broadcast. It airs live at 12:30 and 6:30 here at WZYN.org and 8:10 a.m., and then you can listen to the recordings of these at WZYN.org in our sermon vault. Look for Shepherd's Pulpit, and we can go back and study the Word of God together by recording. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, wonderful. Hope you get an opportunity sometime to open the Word of God and study with us, but if not, and you're just busy right now, let's hear the Word of God together. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 17 for context. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, that's what we want to look at. That's the key. The key phrase for 17 through 21, the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So we have unto us, notice, unto us, the ministry of reconciliation, and unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for God. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be ye reconciled to God. You'll notice the word reconciled used in every verse that I just read. Reconciled or reconciliation. We've been reconciled to God. You automatically are going to want to ask yourself the question, if you would be a student of the Word of God, you automatically would want to ask yourself the question, what is reconciliation? To reconcile something is to make peace. To make peace. To reconcile. Somebody's mad at somebody else. Some husband or a wife, they're angry with one another. They're fighting and feuding. And oh boy, they just got it for each other. I'm telling you, they just upset. And somebody will have to come and maybe reconcile that. Okay? We've been given the ministry of reconciliation. Now, that shadows or is a type of the reconciliation that Jesus did for us through God. It says this. He said in verse number 19, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. That's what Jesus did for us. God was angry with us. He's angry with the wicked every day. And Christ came to save sinners. Christ came to die on that old rugged cross. Oh, that's why I cherish that old rugged cross stained with blood so divine. Because there, Jesus reconciled the anger God had for sinful man. God is angry with sin, angry with the man. Because of his wrath, because of his holiness, angry with the wicked every day. You understand that? And so that has to be reconciled, and Jesus Christ reconciles that. He makes peace through the blood of his cross. That's the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Now he's given us that same ministry. He's given us that same word. Notice there in verse number 18, hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19, he's even given us the word of reconciliation. That word of reconciliation is the gospel. We have in the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ a gospel of peace according to Romans chapter number 10. The gospel brings peace. Oh, it's a double-edged sword, of course. It'll also judge you, but it'll also give you peace if you believe it. Now, if you don't believe it, it'll send you to hell. If you believe it, it'll take you to heaven. It's a double-edged sword. But that's why the feet of those that preach the gospel are beautiful feet, because they bring good tidings of peace and joy. That's why we're commanded to go into all the world and preach the gospel, because we're ambassadors for Christ. Look at verse number 20. Now then. Now, I can't necessarily get you to see how valuable that is without you looking at it yourself. But when you've got time, go look at 2 Corinthians 5:20 and see how those two words, now then, hold everything together. And I'll do my best for you to understand the importance of that for just a moment. Because Christ reconciled the world to God, he was the mediator between God and men. Now then, we're doing the same thing Christ did. We're doing the same work he did. When Christ came to this world, he reconciled man and God together. Now we're left to do the same work as Christ through the work of the gospel, to reconcile man that is lost to a holy God. How do you do that? You do that through the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. Now then, we are, not will be, but are ambassadors. Now let's tie that back into what we have been talking about in verse number 17. We're new creatures. And in being a new creature, old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. In that, we've got a new ministry. We're ambassadors. Now, ambassadors, that automatically has your mind to think about something. An ambassador. Somebody's an ambassador from the United States. They go to another country for the United States. Or somebody from another country comes to the United States. They're an ambassador, a representative from another country. We wouldn't say this, but if somebody from another company would go to another company to see another company, they would be a representative or an ambassador of that company. They'd wear a shirt that had that name on there of that company, or a badge, you understand, of that company name. They would be an ambassador or a representative of that company. We are ambassadors for God. We're his representatives. We are representing heaven on earth. We are representing the King of Kings and Lord of Lords from heaven here on earth. We are doing the work of Jesus Christ. And that work that Jesus Christ did here on the earth, we are doing it today in this year that we live in. That's powerful. That's motivating. What an opportunity, but what a responsibility. I'll finish the verse and we'll have to be done. Now then, we are ambassadors for God. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. That's our message. Be saved. Be reconciled to God. Be at peace with God. Repent of your sins and believe the gospel. We beseech the world to come to Jesus so they can be at peace with God. Now, we're not going to end here. We got so much more we'd like to say. So we're going to tag on to this broadcast, and study a little bit more, because these verses are so very important. But I want to just leave you with one thing. We are, as Christians, as a new creature, we are heaven's ambassadors. We are representing heaven here on earth. Boy, that's a high and holy calling, is it not? May we do well and represent the King of Kings and Lord of Lords with great honor and majesty as we live in this low land of sin and sorrow.